This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, you have to be in this business day in and day out to understand how difficult the red area is.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
20 minutes in the locker room. One of the biggest TV legends of the last 10 years is in jail. And the reason he's in jail is something I didn't even know people did anymore. Mm-hmm. We're going to hear the best of from him, and we're going to break that down a little bit. Also, an NBA superstar finally apologizes and admits that he's grown up. What are the number one signs of growing up? We'll get into that in 20 minutes in the locker room.
Oh, I love that.
But right now, it is Around the NFL on Sports Radio 610. We do it Monday through Friday, 1 o'clock, right here on In the Loop with Landry Lopez and Figgy Fig. This Mike Meltzer thing isn't getting much bite. Just walk down the hall.
Yeah.
People listen to the show in the hallway while they're working. Someone told me that girl's way too out of his league.
Well,
I think I have a good sense.
While that's true, I think every guy, you know, matches up with someone out of his league.
Okay.
99%. We're all out of our league. Right?
Right.
So go for it. Don't ask, don't get.
All right. Well, we'll try to set this up then. We'll try to set Michael.
How many times you've been with, you know, out and about with some of your friends or out at a restaurant or something, and you're like, wow, I can't believe she's with him.
Yeah,
she really stepped up.
Usually he's really rich.
That's the
1%. Mike's going to be rich though.
Is he? I feel like he's going to be like a public defender.
They do all right.
No, they do fine. He's not going to be rusty.
No, he's not going to be Rusty Harden. By the way, shout out to Rusty Harden at the Rockets game the other day as well. My guy, Rusty Harden, friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
He told me as much. Shout out to the legendary Rusty Harden. Could I interest you in a stat, J-Lo?
You know I love him.
I ruined Sean Pendergast's crosstalk because he was going to present this same stat. Gave it to you earlier in the show, but we got a new audience because it is lunchtime. Since 2014... That's 5 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
The Super Bowl participants did not play a single road game.
Both of them. Wow.
So if the Rams win or if the Patriots win, it'll be the first time in 5 seasons, in 6 seasons really, mm-hmm. that a team participating in the Super Bowl had to go on the road and win a playoff game.
It's why, you know, it was so important to get that home field advantage. Now, they got it in the first game and lost, but they were in the wild card. And why it was so bad when they lost, talking about the Texans, when they lost to the Eagles. And people talk about, well, you can go on the road. That surprised me, first of all, because I thought there would be more in the last 5 years.
At least one.
Yeah, that would do it. But people always talk about, well, you can take the hard road, and teams do it all the time. They really don't do it all the time. I mean, wild card teams to get to the Super Bowl, there have been a few lately, but it doesn't happen very often.
It doesn't happen often. It seems like it's always the Giants or the Steelers or something like that who do it. But we see that and we romanticize it so much that we think it's the norm. It's really not.
Right.
If you want to get to the Super Bowl, you got to be playing at home in the playoffs for the most part. But also, you know, it could be a chicken or egg thing because 9 times out of 10, the teams that play at home are the better teams. So it's a chicken and egg argument.
Okay, the Super Bowl began in 1970.
Okay. Before my time.
I just looked at it.
What were you? You were 15.
I was 8.
Had his learner's permit.
I was 8. So how many years is that? 40 whatever?
48.
All right. How many teams have gone on the road 3 times and won the Super Bowl? Since the Super Bowl started in 1970. 48 years.
6.
Figgy?
2.
3.
Giants?
No, it was the, let's see.
I thought the Giants did it.
No. Go on the road all 3 times. They might have been at home on the first game.
Not
wild card.
Giants
game.
won Yeah,
no, Giants won it. Giants won it with all three. So yeah, you're wrong.
No, no, here the Giants is one of them.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
there it is.
Yeah,
there you go.
Only four wild card teams, Patriots, Steelers, Giants, and Packers, won three games on the road. So it's four, I'm sorry.
Okay, okay.
Won three games on the road to make it to the Super Bowl. Yeah. So four out of 48. So it or 47 so far. So it doesn't happen very often. It's a very much a misnomer.
How many Super Bowls have there been?
Well, this is
Are we sure that's right?
We're wrong. We got that wrong. Yeah, it's 50 something.
Yeah, you said 70, so
this is 53.
Yeah, you said 70.
The numbers are complicated
today. You're messing up.
But that only hurts the argument. Only four have made it.
It's been a rough show for you, John.
On the road.
It's been a rough day for you.
I think this is my strongest show ever. I put you in your place a couple times.
It's been a rough day for you.
Yeah.
What should Brian Gain do different than Rick Smith? If we're just looking at new things that Brian Gain needs to do, what should he do different with Rick Smith? I'll say, first of all, that he needs to consider bringing in guys with character concerns. I'm not saying you have to bring in Tyreek Hill after he punches his pregnant girlfriend, mm-hmm. but I'm saying you need to be a little bit more open-minded to bringing in guys with character concerns, because all four teams in the NFL playoffs, I went over it earlier in the show, you can see it at the podcast at sportsradio610.com, all four of these teams rolled the dice on character concerns in some way, shape, or form.
So you're saying what should he do, not what will happen, because
what
we both know that will not happen,
what
right?
What should he do differently?
Okay, so that's why that's plausible, but I it's just not going
to
happen.
I feel like Cal McNair might be more open to it.
I don't know. Maybe.
I think Cal's going to let it rip.
I think Cal might this would be an opportunity for him, you know, to establish that there's a new, you know, new boss in charge, you know? So what should Brian Gain do? They've never had a real, you know, wheeler dealer, including Charlie Casserly, making trades, get that one piece that you need.
He made one trade. He made the Thomas trade.
And they moved up, you know, to get, but that's different trade and draft picks, you know.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, like, get that last piece. That big ticket item,
like what the Rams do, what the Rams did with Peters and Tlaib.
Since we got here and they started in 2002, how many times have you said, well, they should trade for so and so. They should trade. We've heard they should trade for Antonio Brown. They should trade for Le'Veon Bell more recently. And we're like, come on, get serious. They don't do that. Why not? Why not a big time move?
That would be nice for me. You know what I think that Brian Gain should do that Rick Smith did do that I'm scared that he's not going to do?
What's that?
Disagree with Bill O'Brien. I think the disagreements are healthy. I'm sure Brian and Bill have disagreements, but I would like to. I'm hoping that Brian Gain, while maybe it shouldn't be as extreme as Rick Smith versus Bill O'Brien, I'm hoping that he at least disagrees with him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm hoping for. Cam Newton might miss the entire 2019 season with an injured shoulder. Carolina Panthers haven't ruled that out. They don't know exactly what's wrong with it, but just like we saw Andrew Luck have to deal with it, Cam Newton could be dealing with that in 2019. It was very obvious that his shoulder was jacked up just if you watched him play this
year. How do you feel about what his owner said? His owner said that it's not off the table that they just shelve him the entire 2019 season.
Okay. I mean, if
I got no problem with that,
if you
it worked
that,
for Andrew Luck,
I feel bad for Christian McCaffrey and all these other guys.
Yeah.
If you do that, though, do you think that maybe you need to entertain drafting a quarterback or something like that?
Well, see, I think they're going to draft a quarterback anyway. Who was their backup this year? I'm forgetting.
Taylor Heinicke.
Yeah.
Former Texan legend.
Right. And so that's why I think they're going to draft one anyway. So with that in mind, I mean, I'd rather make sure that I have him, you know, back to himself in 2 years than roll the dice next year.
But he's not like Andrew Luck, though. You know, the way that he
plays.
And
he has a bad technique.
Exactly. And the
throwing
way that,
motion.
The way that he plays, it seems like your shoulder is a lot more open to getting hit. So that'll be interesting. Leonard Fournette, apparently in a good place. He met with Jags coach Doug Marrone and ownership, discussed being out of shape last year. He only played 8 games because of injuries, also had a 1-game suspension. He only had 624 yards and 6 TDs on 155 touches. Apparently, Jacksonville is expecting a more in-shape and more motivated Leonard Fournette next year.
While that is true, today he filed a grievance with the NFL to get those the bonus money that they took away from him. More than $7 million in salary.
That's a lot of money.
They voided more than $7 million of them. I would file a grievance too. That's for darn sure.
I mean, it's worth a shot, even if you don't win it.
Yeah.
College football news yesterday. We talked about it. Alabama quarterback Jalen Hurts transferring to the University of Oklahoma. Texas quarterback Shane Buechele also entering the transfer portal. He is going to leave the program along with other backup quarterback Cameron Rising. We've seen a lot of transfers in college football. This transfer portal basically. Guys who don't want to be in their current situations throw their name into a hat. Other teams can look at it, and it's basically like free agency. A lot of people disappointed about it just because these guys are amateurs and they're not professionals. I absolutely love it because I think it adds a whole new element to the college football offseason.
Well, I mean, I do agree with that. It's just interesting. You know, you find, oh, so-and-so's in the transfer portal. But I also think it gives them options, and that's what they need. You know, all these people that were passing judgment on – you know, players that transferred and saying, look, why can't you be more like Jalen Hurts? You know, he stuck it out, got to the SEC championship game, never really played, never started. And lo and behold, he gets his opportunity. That's the example. You got to be like Jalen Hurts. Well, Jalen Hurts is transferred. I mean, you know, it's a business. People don't want to hear that college football is a business, but it is absolutely a business for the players. They're just unpaid. And so why not make the most opportunity you can to get that next level shot? Look, he's going to Oklahoma, and you and I both agree. I don't think he's nearly as scary as any of the two previous quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield or Kyler Murray. But you know what? That might be the best place for him to go to get drafted.
And I just think it's good for these kids to get to be able to do this, to where the kid gets to put himself in the best situation, maximize his God-given ability, and enjoy the college experience as much as he has. Like, I think this is great for kids. A lot of people are saying players have too much power. I don't care. They're
what
not
power
getting paid.
Do they have?
I mean,
they're on annual contracts.
Exactly.
It's not a 4-year scholarship. It's a 1-year scholarship that they re-up every spring.
I love it. I think it's great. And Lincoln Riley yesterday, I guess I got to give him some props because originally when they got Hurts, they have a quarterback on campus by the name of Austin Kendall who can be a grad transfer. He wants to transfer to West Virginia. Originally, Lincoln Riley was blocking this and not allowing this to happen.
Not blocking the transfer. Blocking it going to the Big 12.
Blocking him going to West Virginia. Yeah. He changed his mind, and he's allowing him to go there. That would have been a real classless move by
Lincoln
Riley.
Especially after you gain the transfer.
Exactly. And other coaches, there's examples. Tom Herman has done it a couple times mm-hmm. where he let a guy transfer, a cornerback transfer to Texas Tech in August last year and play. He let someone else
Buechele
coach to LSU.
Buechele is transferring, the Texas quarterback.
You shouldn't be able to block kids from where to go. If, mm-hmm. if you don't want to play them and you don't want them on their team, you shouldn't be able to block them. Luckily, Lincoln Riley came to his senses, but originally, it was just an overall classless move by Lincoln Riley, but he made it right, so it's okay.
He made it right. All's good in the end.
And it'll be interesting to see how Jalen Hurts does at Oklahoma. College football season, John, by my count, it's about 7-plus months away. How depressing does that sound?
That just makes it depressing. Don't tell me how close it is until we're within 90 days.
All right, we're about 7-plus months. So it's sad times, but it'll be good times once it comes around. Just enjoy it while it lasts. We got 4 teams still remaining in the NFL. A lot to get to. Coming up next in the locker room, a TV legend has gone to jail. I don't know how he ended up there because I didn't even know people did what he did to get there. And also, an NBA superstar apologizes to the king. That's next on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.